I have to put.
Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. Today, I am joined by singer Amanda Cole. How's it going, Amanda?
It is going great. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm good. I got to start off by asking you a question with the last name Cole. That's kind of a famous last name in music. Any kinship to who we're talking about?
Unfortunately, no. Not
No.
the famous Cole, unfortunately.
Not King Cole, Natalie Cole. Yep, those are not your relatives, huh?
Not my people. I wish, but no,
Okay.
unfortunately not.
Okay, sounds good. But so you have a new single that you just recently released last month, actually almost 1 month to the date, with a very talented producer named Kevin Flournoy, called To the Water. And so it was kind of written at a time when your grandmother passed away, right?
It was actually given to me. It's the song is a cover. The song was written by Matt Simmons in 2007. He's an artist out of the Netherlands. And the song was given to me by one of my friends from YouTube for cover consideration for my channel. And when I heard the song, I immediately knew that I had to cover it because it did touch a very special place in my heart because of my grandmother and because of her fight with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So when I received the song, I have to tell you, I was overwhelmed. I was crying for at least 20 minutes listening to it. And the first person I thought was Kevin. He's got to do the instrumental for this song. So I sent it to Kevin, and it was only supposed to be for my YouTube channel. But when he heard it, he sent back this incredible production, of course, as Kevin will always do, fully produced. And he's like, yeah, this is beyond just YouTube. We've got to record this song. So that's kind of how it came about. It was given to me by someone, and we decided to just to run with it.
And now it is gone viral. Yeah.
It's pretty big. I was shocked because typically, Michael, people don't really write songs about death and dying and are listen to songs
Yes.
about death and dying, but I really feel that that is something that people really need right now, especially. The song was given to me during COVID, and it really connected because during the production of To the Water, we lost two of our musicians to COVID, and it just made it even more impactful. So being able to bring that type of music, that type of healing to people, it was very refreshing for me as an artist because typically I'm singing about, love and, the typical things you sing about. This was very different from what I sing. And it was refreshing. It was a good therapeutic song for me. It was good for me.
Now, at a time when we don't have too many famous girl groups, the first two that come to mind are Spice Girls and Destiny's Child. And
Hey,
so,
okay, just interview's over. No, I'm
oh, that's
kidding.
been on time, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And so, no, but you're part of a famous group called En Vogue.
Yes.
And so you also got to share the stage with, but going back to what En Vogue, you had a special interaction with Whitney Houston,
I
who's
did.
probably the hardest working person in all of music, in my opinion.
Oh my gosh. Well, when I was a kid, I used to go to Oakland to do demos for people. And I met Mike Money, who worked at Tarpan Studios with Bernardo Michael Walden. And he had written a song with Alan Glass called Nothing Left to Say. And they wanted me to demo this song. And I had no idea I was demoing the song for Whitney. And I demoed the song. They called me into Tarpan to listen to it. And I heard it. It sounded great to me. Narda heard the song. He was like, I'll give it to Whitney. She hated the song. She passed on the song. So that was it. That was the end of it. But years later, I was in Atlanta in the studio, and they were like, Whitney's in the other booth. She's in the other room. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like, she's coming in, right? So she comes in, and the song that we were doing was playing, and she's like, that voice is familiar. Who is that? I'm like, that's me. She's like, I know that voice. I said, yeah, I demoed a song for you a while ago and you hated it. She said, yeah, I think I remember that song. I don't like this song either, but you've got a good voice. I was like, thank you. So when she said that, I was like, like, you know what? I'm gonna be a singer, because Whitney Houston said, I have a good voice. So that was our interaction. And of course, we've interacted many other times after that. Her husband, Bobby Brown, was a part of New Edition, and we went on the road with them. So we had quite a bit of interaction. And Whitney, I tell you, she is phenomenal. She is absolutely fantastic. Really great, great, great person.
And she died way too early.
She did. She did. Unfortunately, she
And like I
did.
said, probably the hardest working person in all of music ever. Yeah.
Yeah, she was very dedicated. I think the only other person I can think of that worked as hard as Michael. And then today, I think it would be Beyoncé. I think she has that same work
Oh
ethic.
yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Michael, you've also shared the stage with Michael as well.
I did.
Yeah.
I did the story there too. When I
Yeah.
in En Vogue, we were at a sound stage. And he was rehearsing in one of the rooms next door. And I kind of snuck over there. It was lots of security,
Yeah.
but because I think I came out of the En Vogue one, they allowed me to come in and just peek in a little bit. And I was standing by the wall, and one of his people came over and they were like, who are you? What are you doing here? I'm like, well, I'm just here to see Michael. I just wanted to see what you guys were up to. And he came over. He's like, you look really familiar. I said, yeah, I sang with you. I filled in for one of your singers, and I sang I Just Can't Stop Loving You on one of your tour dates. It was very short. And he was like, yeah, no, I don't remember that, but okay, nice meeting you. I was like, okay. But yeah, I did. I was asked to do a quick spot date for him. I did a duet with him, I Just Can't Stop Loving You. But I tell you, I did not meet him before the show. I did not see him during the rehearsal, and I did not see him after. I only saw him on the stage. That's the only time I saw him. But I tell you, it was electrifying. It was just the most incredible experience. He didn't remember it, but of course, I remember that for the rest of my life. It's going to be something I remember forever. So, yeah, that was that.
Now, you've also, I mean, not only sharing the stage with famous people, you also competed on a reality show with In Vogue called The Masked Singer, didn't you?
I didn't. I was way long gone before then.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
I was with them for maybe four. I was the very first replacement singer.
Okay.
So I was the guinea pig. I was number one. So I was friends with Terry. I had done demo work for Tommy and Denny, who were their producers. And so we had an intimate, we knew each other. And they brought me in right when the group fractured, and I was the very first replacement. And I tell you, it was tough because those girls worked really hard to build a fantastic brand that was pretty transformative. It was culturally transformative. And people were in love with En Vogue. And to have someone that they don't recognize, and then to just have it be three, it was something that people were like, no, we don't like it. We don't like it. And they let me know for sure that they didn't like it. But eventually they came around, and the fan base is pretty fantastic now. It was pretty good. Towards the end, it was really good.
Whenever you mentor younger singers, what advice do you give them on wanting to go into the music industry? I know it's a very hard industry, but what advice do you give to them to make it in music?
Well, if I had to give them advice, that would be don't let your motivation be wanting to be in the industry, wanting to be famous, wanting to make money, wanting to make it into a business. Do it because you love music, and then pour your heart into cultivating your art. If you want to be a singer, don't depend on auto-tune. If you want to play an instrument, don't depend on a computer to correct your mistakes. Work at it, cultivate your art, and become great at it. And then, whatever comes, comes. What's meant for you will find you.
Yeah.
And if you're meant to be in the industry, that's where you'll be. If not, be okay with being a singer. If you want to do, spot dates in places, fall in love with the music, fall in love with being with the art that you want to do. Don't consider, how many followers you have, or, how many likes this video gets. That's not relevant. What's relevant is that you love something enough to pour your heart into it and to work hard at it and to not allow, the business to dictate who you're going to be when it comes to what you want to do in the industry, basically. That's what I tell them. That's what I've lived by. So.
And I I know that in Vogue, their number, they had a song on the number two chart called "Don't Let Go." That was their big hit.
Yes.
One of their first big hits.
That was my favorite song when I was with them. That was one of the songs that I led. And we actually sang that song for Nancy Kerrigan when she did her ice routine. And I sang that song. And I'm telling you, I was terrified. It was recorded, it was on NBC. And they said, "Okay, Amanda, we're gonna do Don't Let Go." I'm like, "But wait, I sing that song. We can't do that on television." But we did it, and it went really well. It was really beautiful. It was very beautiful. Yeah, I love that song.
And I also want to hear about how you shared the stage, because you've got to share the stage with so many famous people. But one of them also that
Oh, there you go. I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, okay, no worries. Good. Are we good?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So but to go along with the amazing people that you've gotten to share the stage with, is Mary J. Blige, another very well-known musician.
Yeah, we were in Oakland and we opened for her. And we've opened for quite a few people. Like I said, New Edition. And even before I was in Vogue, I performed with Morris Day and Jerome Benton. I was in a gospel play with them, and I played Morris Day's girlfriend. So that was pretty exciting. That was pretty great. So yeah, I've been very fortunate to have been surrounded by some very, very innovative, creative, incredible artists who have influenced me as an artist myself. So yeah, I've been very, very lucky.
Absolutely. And I just want to give one more plug to you and Kevin. You have the new single out called To the
To
Water.
the water,
It's
yeah.
on all streaming platforms, correct?
Yes, every platform, yeah.
I'll be sure to post the link when I go to post this interview. But Amanda, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for the invite, Michael. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Nice to meet you too, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.